David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. I guess that's going to be in both hours. So for those that want to write a complaint, send it to Tugboat Todd at, "Hey, Tugboat Todd, I don't like Dave doing politics in both hours. Can't you give me a break?" at gmail.com. However, that account fizzles out in 12 seconds. So do it fast. All right. Besides that, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Stand by.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760- 846-8610 and donate today.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins shared his thoughts on how Christians take their freedoms for granted.
I think we have taken too many of our freedoms for granted. And we don't like conflict. It's interesting. I was actually reading it this morning in my devotional in Acts chapter 13, where Paul, still called Saul, was taking the gospel to a government official, proconsul. And there's this antagonist, a sorcerer, who was basically blocking it and everything. And man, Paul just ripped into him, called him son of the devil and all kinds of other things. And we hear, well, you know, we don't want conflict. And look, I don't like conflict either, but some things are worth defending. The truth is worth defending.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
For joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasul. For those that are not familiar with the three fantastic things that Sam does. Let's see. One, he comes out to your house. He doesn't give you a quote on what your house is worth by taking your house, putting it into one of the websites, and then saying, oh, it's about this, I don't know. He comes out to your house. He looks at the house. Blood, sweat, and tears that have been poured into the house count. Tender, loving care counts. Presentation counts. And he comes and he gives you the real value of your home based on a number of factors. Then, if you're not comfortable, you don't have to use him. He doesn't, no sign up, no anything. He'll do the whole thing. And if you go, yeah, I'm not comfortable, he'll go, no problem. He'll probably pray over you that the Lord bless you in selling your house. That's the kind of person you want to do business with. If you have work that needs to be done, Sam will forward up to $25,000. It's not pennies, it's dollars. In order for you to get the house fixed up and sold faster, at the close of escrow, he takes the money back, doesn't charge any interest. Also, if you end up buying or selling a house through Sam, takes 25% of that gross commission and gives it to whatever church or ministry you want, which is why he's given away thousands and thousands of dollars to ministries in San Diego County. Gotta like it. I mean, I just think it's great. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. And Tugboat Todd and I tell you, if it's not for you, but it's for a friend of yours or somebody you know, we say,
send them to Sam.
That's right.
Send them to Sam.
There we go.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. Let's do our next sip. People are like going, okay, is he getting off on the weekend? Well, I am going home. And I will be off Saturday and Sunday. Here we go. For those that don't know, we're going to talk about what's bugging me. It happened today in my own office building. This brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. EcolaTermite.com. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. In fact, like the spider that was attached to my car today by my door when I went in this morning. Get away from me. I cast thee away. So that's what E. coli does. They get rid of the bugs and the spiders and the yuckies and the termites and everything. That's what you want. Here is what happened today. You won't believe it. I didn't say anything because I was in a particularly good mood and decided not to ruin the air. But I got into an elevator and I was closing the door and somebody came into the elevator. It was a young lady who was holding a little ladder. And I looked at her in all sincere and Christian kindness and said, "What button would you like me to push for you so you don't have to put your ladder down?" And she looked at me and gave me a harumph because she was an independent woman. So here is pretty much what I figured out. Just so you can know, feminism at that level is a mental schism and nothing better than that. It happened today on the elevator. The next time I run into her, probably won't be silent about it. Probably not. She's going to find out that if it wasn't for men, she wouldn't be here. Okay. Anyway, let's get into our DDD, devotional diamond of the day. Oh, no. She gave me a big harumph of like, I can handle this myself, male being. Okay. Somebody's got daddy issues. Here we go. It's called Don't Throw It Out. What do you got for a sound?
The Garbage Pail Kid.
The Garbage Pail Kids, they may not be pretty, but boy, they make great friends.
That was your don't throw it out? Was that the whole thing on the Garbage Pail Kids? Because you don't want to... I give you a B. B plus. Originality of thought, however, origin of character. You know, I'm just saying. Here we go. John chapter 6, verses 11 through 13. Then Jesus took the loaves and the fish, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. Just like the pizza party today. And when everyone was full, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 baskets with pieces of 5 barley loaves left over by those of the five barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. So there were five barley loaves and two fish in this story. If you don't know barley loaves, that's the cheap bread. You know when you go to the store and they have bread, fresh bread, day-old bread, and then the we-don't-know-how-old-this-is bread? Barley loaves were the we-don't-know-how-old-this-is bread. I mean, this is the worst, right? Well, two fish, five barley loaves, and Jesus, because of how he handled what he had, how he gave thanks, how he distributed it, how he gave it away. He looked up to the Father and gave thanks first, then gave it away, and everybody had more than enough. The scripture says that everybody was done and everybody was full. Everybody was just, they ate as much as they wanted. They're full to the plenty. And here's what Jesus says. He says, what's left? What's left? Now watch this. I want you to understand this about your own life. Have you put a lot of time and energy into things? Hey, do you feel like you've done a lot of things? Hey, it's been pretty full. I'm filled and I'm full. You know what Jesus says? What's left? What's left over? Because in your mind, you might think, oh, you know, I've done this work and I've put, you know, food into barns and I put my stuff here and I'm just going to take it easy and relax and do nothing. You know, Jesus, there's no Jesus retirement plan for doing nada. You want to be comfortable financially, that's fine. But doing nothing in the kingdom but sitting on your blessed assurance, that's not fine. And you're going to say to me, Dave, I'm 85 years old. I can't get around the way I used to. I know, but are your prayers less effective? That's the only question I have. Because if they're not, you should have an intercessory prayer ministry going, at least. I mean, you can't tell me, I'm done now. I've done my time. You know, the Apostle John wrote Revelation at the end of his life. I don't think he was done. I think at the end of his life, living on the island of Patmos where he passed away, I think that's pretty good. That's the place he wrote Revelation. A lot of stuff getting done in the older age. How about Moses? Moses was 80 years old when he took the children of Israel out. You say, well, how do you know he's 80 years old? He was 40 years old when he left Egypt in the first place, and he was in the desert for 40 years. He came back when he was 80. He had another ministry from his year 80 to 120. Not done. What's left in you? Let me tell you something. Nothing is wasted. And you know, for those of you who are younger going, but I'm young and I've wasted so much time. Do you not understand who it is you deal with? The quality of God's ability to take time and make it so fruitful far outweighs what you count by a watch or by a clock. Don't tell me about your calendar. Tell me about God's ability to stretch. How about that? That's what I'm talking about. And you want to hear something even more amazing that I know it gets taught, but just not a lot. They had five barley loaves and two fish. So I want you to think in your head. You got one hand, you got two fish. And then in the other hand, probably in a sack, you've got five barley loaves. Okay. When they were done, they picked up 12 baskets. All right, smarty pants. How are you going to hold 12 baskets? Wait. That's a lot more than they started with. Right. They ended up with more than they started with. How? That's God. That's God. Why, yeah, it's impossible. You betcha. That's exactly right. With man, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So two fish and five barley loaves became 12 baskets. Isn't that amazing? One for each disciple to be quiet and hold. Hold this basket and be quiet. You want to know why? Because they were like going, how are we going to do this? Here, you hold the basket. You hold the basket. You hold the basket. Don't forget. Isn't that great? Jesus, he's so funny. You have no idea. Anyhow, we're going to take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. And I know too much to go back and pretend. Because I've heard it all before and I've been down there.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Price friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
God has given the world extra time to respond to his offer of forgiveness.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Sheridan Voisey. Sheridan writes, "Last spring I decided to cut down the rose bush by our back door. In the 3 years we lived in our home, it hadn't produced many flowers, and its ugly, fruitless branches were now creeping in all directions. But life got busy and my gardening plan got delayed. It was just as well. Only a few weeks later, that rose bush burst into bloom like I'd never seen before. Hundreds of big white flowers, rich in perfume, hung over the back door, flowed into our yard, and showered the ground with beautiful petals." Sheridan continues, "My rose bush's revival reminded me of Jesus' parable of the fig tree in Luke 13:6-9. In Israel, it was customary to give fig trees 3 years to produce fruit. If they didn't, they were cut down so the soil could be better used. In Jesus' story, a gardener asks his boss to give one particular tree a fourth year to produce. In context, verses 1 through 5, the parable implies this. The Israelites hadn't lived as they should, and God could justly judge them. But God is patient and had given extra time for them to turn to him, be forgiven, and bloom. God wants all people to flourish and has given extra time so they can. Whether we are still journeying toward faith or are praying for unbelieving family and friends, his patience is good news for all of us. Spend time in God's Word every day of the week with the Our Daily Bread mobile app and ebook. Go to getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I love DDDs like that, the one we just did. I love those. They are just to me. That's what encourages me. I'm not just talking to you, trust me. In fact, I think I'm talking to me more than anybody most of the time. A couple things we do want to cover. Very important, by the way. Number one that we want to cover, Marie Callender's. Marie Callender's. I don't know. I just thought I'd sing opera. Marie Callender's Restaurant Bakery celebrating summer with their buy one pie, get one pie for $4.99, which is totally worth it. I mean, there's nothing you could say. I've done this multiple times in my life. When you buy a whole pie to go at the regular price, you receive a second pie for $4.99 plus the tin fee, and that's $9 million. Okay, no, it's not. Guests can choose from more than 20 varieties of Marie Callender pies. Be gone. Be gone. Guests can also beat the heat with the pair and share menu available for two. Guests can select from a delicious menu item. You know I didn't write this because it's better than I can do. Including an appetizer to share, two entrees, and two slices of their legendary pie. Pecan. Pecan. It's not Picard, it's pecan. Three Marie Callender restaurants in San Diego. For more information, go to mariecallenders.com. Also, you can join the new and improved K-Praise fan club for a chance to win a gift card to Marie Callender's. All right, the gift card's $9 million. Maybe not. Visit KPRZ.com to register today. Tap the app to enter to win. You just hit the button, but bing, I'm in. You have nothing to lose, but you do have a chance to win. There you go.
Pretty simple. My, every time we'd go to Marie Callender's and get a pie, my grandmother would always save the pie tin.
Yes. What? She would save the... What would she do with the pie tin?
Well, I guess maybe she was planning on making a pie sometime, but she never did. But now she's got like 80 pie tins.
Well, what does she do with them? Can she make like a mobile out of them and put them in front of the house? She can call it Marie Callender's mobile. See? Right? Or what is the... All right. Apparently, I've had baby stuff thrust on me from all different directions. My son's trying to do a Star Wars theme for Carter Bear. What do you think? Star Wars theme's got the little, you know, it's cute.
Except, walks, yeah. I
like but the way he's doing it, it's like Darth Vader looks like, you know, like the, you know, Marshmallow Man. It's like, you know, because it's all soft. They don't want it to be too aggressive. Like, you know, Darth Vader. It's like, wait, why don't you just, like, put something else? It's a conversation I want to
go with Yoda.
What's that?
You can always go with Yoda.
Yeah, that ought to do great for Carter Bear not having nightmares. You know, look, it's my uncle. Ah! Anyway. Oh, it was funny. Don't forget about Adventures in Odyssey. I came across this, and I don't think we've really focused on this before. Focus on the Family is doing this Adventures in Odyssey deal. This is the last day to get in. I did not know this. I got all this new information just today. It's $3,500 worth. That's the package. I wish I would have known that. So if you go to KPRZ.com and enter the contest, it's a $3,500 package for free. You get, here's what it is, front row seats to watch the finalists in a nationwide talent search to find the performers for Adventure in Odyssey. That's what it is. Yeah, I didn't know that. Also, backstage passes to meet Adventure in Odyssey voice actors, many other things, including the airfare, the hotel, and different things, different little goodies. You got to go to KPRZ.com and click on Odyssey. Today's your last day.
Adventures in Odyssey is like a radio drama.
Yeah. And this is, they're sort of going live and they're looking for actors and you get to kind of participate. That's what this is all about.
That sounds super fun.
I know. If I would have known that, and if I would have noticed $3,500 worth, see, that's why it didn't have that same. I couldn't figure out what was going on. It's like, ah. Taste the soup. Aha. All right, get to that later. Are you hungry yet? What do we got for a sound?
Hungry, hungry hippo. Hungry, hungry hippo. Enough to feed our face. We're hungry, hungry hippo. We're really eating great.
Do I give you too much freedom? Is there a possibility in this? Am I responsible for that? You are the producer. How does that work?
Just enough freedom.
Just enough. I don't know. Hold on. I'm sipping my tea. I'm doing what Marco Rubio did in the middle of a national address to which he was responding to the Democrats, and when he leaned over and took that water, as though that was like the most terrible thing ever. Don't you know, as a professional spokesman, you should never drink water? No, but much better, you should get dry mouth and let the rest of the sentences come out. Okay. Those are people that don't speak for a living right there. John chapter 4, verse 31 through 34. You want to catch something I didn't catch before? Maybe you can join me on this bus. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, Rabbi, eat something. But he told them, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. The disciples asked one another, could someone have brought him food? Jesus explained, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say there are still 4 months until the harvest? I tell you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are white for harvest. That's where white fields comes from, by the way. Jesus said this fantastic statement, which I think we could just do 2 hours on. You don't know about. He goes, I've got food to eat that you don't know about. Here's a message for me. Here is a message for you. Here is a message for the church. We don't know everything. Can we just stop right there? We don't know everything. Well, we know this and we know this and we know this. There's many things we know. We know Jesus Christ is God. But we don't know everything. We know him who knows everything. We just don't know everything. And what happened to the disciples when they were talking to Jesus? Ready? They were stuck. This is the line. They were stuck in the natural. See, they were talking about food in the natural realm, and Jesus was talking about food in the spiritual realm. So Jesus said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me. So when Jesus says my food, it's the same concept he gave us when he said, man shall not live by bread alone, in quoting Deuteronomy. It's that there is a spiritual component to life that is as if not more, and in fact more necessary than the natural. Because the natural man who lives and dies will ultimately be tormented. But the natural man who lives and dies and gets it right with God will not be. So how important is that? Well, the natural is more important. Unless you go to hell, then it doesn't help. You understand? All right. Here is the closeout. Jesus said, here, this is what my food is. He said very specifically, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Two components to the food that Jesus identifies. How many? One. Wrong. Two. Right. Two components. To do the will of him who sent me, which should be your and my first component priority of life. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. So the first and foremost is to do the will of him who sent him. Then the second thing Jesus said, which was fantastic, is he said to do the will and to finish his work. And that's what I want you to get. Your food should be to finish the work that God has for you. You're done when God says you're done. And not before. Finish. You drive for show, but you putt for dough. Get it right. Okay? All right. All right?
It's all right.
Okay, we got that going. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
All these years, this can happen to me.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
A flight attendant is being praised for showing respect to an elderly flyer who just wanted to read her Bible on a recent flight. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. A frequent traveler by the name of Sherelle Jones took to Facebook to tell a story about an airline flight, and it didn't take long for the post to go viral. The altercation reportedly began when a middle-aged man arrived at his seat on a crowded flight but refused to sit down. According to Jones' story, a Muslim man didn't want his seat. His seat was next to an elderly woman reading her Bible. Disgusted, the man immediately summoned the flight attendant and demanded a new seat. The outraged man proceeded to tell the young flight attendant that he refused to sit next to an infidel. So the flight attendant did what any good customer service representative would do, then explained that she would try to find another seat. About 10 minutes later, the flight attendant returned and explained that she had one seat available. According to Joan's story, the flight attendant said, "It is our company policy to never move a person from economy to first class, but being that it would be some sort of scandal to force a person to sit next to an unpleasant person, the captain agreed to make the switch to first class." Before the man could reply, the flight attendant gestured to the elderly woman with the Bible and continued, "Madam, if you would so kindly retrieve your personal items, we would like to move you to the comfort of first class, as the captain doesn't want you to sit next to such an unpleasant person." It didn't take long for passengers in the surrounding seats to applaud, while some even gave a standing ovation. These days, health insurance is incredibly expensive, especially if you don't have coverage through your employer. If you're concerned about the costs or the ethical dilemmas of insurance, here's great news. There's an affordable, God-honoring alternative called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare, affordable, biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I want to let you know our next guest, number one guest that we've had on the show. And, man, we've had a week, and most people know we've had some people on. We had the attorney on referencing the case that went to the Supreme Court regarding the Trinity Lutheran. Plus, we had almost 15 minutes later, we had Focus on the Family covering the same thing from a spiritual angle. One was more a legal spiritual angle. The other was more of a family practical legal spiritual angle. A lot of fun. And so now we turn to our number one authority, the discerner of the politically diabolical and divine. He wades through the weeds of talkers so we can evaluate and avoid those who pontificate and bloviate. Our very own Russell Schoban. Russell, are you there?
I'm here, and it's great to be with you again. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. My little grandbaby is starting to do all those extra, extra, super, super, duper cute things. And my granddaughter, she's starting to do that super, duper, fussy things. It's really fun. I just turned to my daughter. I said, this is what I've prayed for, and I thank you, Lord, for returning upon me that which my own daughter has brought into my life. And she's like, shut up, Dad. That's great. Anyway, my brother, how are things in the never, ever anything happening? If we didn't have Twitter, it'd be a boring world type of life. What's going on in the political realm?
Well, I'll give you a rundown of what we're covering. Is that what you're looking at?
Yep, I'm looking for that and more.
All right. Well, we do cover, and I think we cover quite well the big stuff from the Supreme Court. And as you mentioned, for what you did for your own listeners down there, I think the cases involving religious liberty demand more of our attention. And in particular, it's the Trinity Lutheran case. And so we turn to that interview you did with Eric Stanley from ADF, and we lead off with that and continue coverage with analysis from Albert Mohler, looking deeper and going into some of the historical context of where the courts have what they've been leaning on in denying services to religious entities. But we also talked to David French in an interview with Don Crow on the 9-0 decision, where if the lower courts don't feel like they've got their hands slapped, they're not paying attention, because a 9-0 decision is a clear message of repudiation to the court challenges to the president's immigration policy. We also have an update from Guy Benson on what's going on with the effort to get a repeal and replace of Obamacare passed. And Guy Benson from our own town hall talks to Kevin McCullough. And then we shift gears and we look at the power of music in faith formation with Keith Getty. Keith Getty's if there's a contemporary hymn writer today that is famous, it would be Keith and Kristen Getty together. And he joins Eric Metaxas to talk about their latest project, using song as a sort of catechism tool, that the way song sticks in your mind and gets knit into your being in a way that the simple spoken word does not or does less of. We talk about imperfect parents with Jim Daly, a Focus on the Family, and then we also look at our culture and the times and place that God has placed us in with John Stonestreet of the Colson Center, and he's the voice of Breakpoint, which would be familiar to a number of your listeners.
Wow. You guys still got it rocking and rolling. You guys have a very intense show. By the way, I want you to tell Don Crow, he does a great job for you guys. I'm just saying. You know, he does when he does your announcing and kind of sets you guys up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he does really a good job. Just tell him you can pass it on and say, hey, Spoon said you're great. And then he can send me a dollar later. Here is a couple of things you can't get away from. But I do actually, our interview was, I thought, good. And it was Eric Stanley did a great job. And most of this audience will know that interview pretty well. So I want to really focus in on some of the other guys and some of the stuff they did. But I do want to touch on the Supreme Court thing. But first, I do want to bring up the thing with Jim Daly talking about the acceptability for children and for youngsters to encounter failure or disappointment and that type of thing. And one of the things that Jim said and was on our own show was that the earlier that happens and the more realistic that becomes for a child or for a young person to endure, the stronger they're going to be. Is that, yep. I mean, that was just, as a parent, that was almost eye-opening, wasn't it?
Yeah. To sum it up for listeners, you know, failure is an option. Let them taste it and taste it early, and they'll be better off. And we, so our tendency as parents today is to stand between our kids and any hint of failure, and when instead we ought to allow them to learn some tough lessons along the way, and then they can achieve a genuine success later on. And it says our parenting style really says kind of more about us than anything that's genuinely, not across the board, but in this capacity, that more than what is genuinely good for the kids. And I hear that, and I learned some lessons from it. I'm probably somewhat guilty of standing between my kids and any hint of failure. And so, yeah, I think that's a great challenge from Jim Daly.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what's amazing about there is that as an older parent, because my son is going to be 33, right, and with a child, and they just bought their first house, and da-da-da-da-da, that challenge does not dissipate because they're younger. It's one of the things I'd love to talk to Jim about is as they get older but go through a new set of challenges, it's almost like it's renewed. It's amazing.
Yep. Well, as your kids get older, my grandfather who died in his 90s was still speaking to my dad in his 70s as a child, and oftentimes in a healthy way, on occasion in a way that was somewhat amusing, but it never ends. That is, we are called from below the kids. We're called to honor our kids till the end, and as parents, you play that role and need to play it wisely till the end as well.
Yeah. I love how you said that's a reflection on us as much as anything else. That's really, really a great statement. I mean, that's something that somebody should put in the baby, you know, the baby package when they go from the hospital. This child is as much a reflection of you. It's like, wow, that'd be a great little thing to have. All right, let's go into some of the other things that we got to take care of. And I do want to hit both of these things. One, the GOP health care bill in the Senate. And at this point, I've made a personal decision. You know, people are like, I don't like Trump. I like Trump. It will work. It won't work. I think when people like CNN are exposed and somebody should say something about it and somebody finally is, I like that more than not because I really think they're dishonest. But I can't figure out from all of the news is what's going on the healthcare bill. Are they going to get this thing passed? Are they not going to get this thing passed? What are they doing? I can't understand it. What's going on?
I'll start with a summary statement. I am one who is hoping very much that they can, because that's what was in the interest of the American people. That is, it's for you and for me, but in particular in the rural counties across the country where these numerous insurers are bailing on the Obamacare exchanges, and so people are left without choices. There's been an argument on whether Obamacare is or is not in a death spiral. Well, if it's not a death spiral, it's at least hemorrhaging. It's at least spinning out. You know, there's a number of ways to describe it. It is in need of being addressed, and it would best be addressed proactively with legislation. That is, not with you know, not with Band-Aid fixes and just throwing money at it, which is what Washington, D.C. typically does. And the other summary statement is I'm a bit skeptical right now, because you saw early in the week, you saw three GOP senators that looked like they were holding out on it. And by week's end, you see lists that include up to eight. And so you're nowhere near getting sufficient number to pass a piece of legislation. And to echo the words of the CEO of this company, Ed Etzinger, he often says politics is the art of the possible. And so, it's an effort in compromise. This bill is not at all perfect, but what you're trying to do is create something that is better than you have, and it does put forward some significant improvements. And it would, and in particular, it'll allow a lot of state ingenuity and innovation, and it'll allow people to buy plans that are not the one size fits all plan, but plans that are customized, that could be lower cost plans, or plans that are, you know, the Cadillac plan, so a greater variety. But we ought to hope, and we ought to continue to watch. But the GOP majorities in the House and in the Senate are genuinely struggling to move significant pieces of legislation through. So we can hope, and we can watch and report on it, and hope that good things will come.
You know, I think it almost pricks me in the ear to think about these kind of things, is how they do have the capacity to do something, and of course they're not. I mean, they have the presidency, they have the House, they have the Senate, and they're not able to do something. And I do think if they don't do something, then America's going to go, well, let's see, you had all that and you couldn't do anything. And there is going to be some kind of response. It won't be the backlash with the angst. It'll be much more of a disappointment backlash. But I think, as President Trump has done, I think they should stop announcing it's going to get done Thursday, it's going to get done Friday, it's going to get done Saturday at 1 p.m. while I'm on the golf course. I think he should just get it done, then get to the mic and go, ha ha ha. Because that to me is a better strategy than telling everybody 7 days ahead.
And that a similar dynamic would be beneficial in each of the respective chambers. That is with McConnell in the Senate and with Ryan in the House. Is let your successes speak for you, and don't put something forward that you don't have the votes to pass.
Yeah, yeah.
But there will be if they can't pass significant pieces of legislation, there will be repudiation at the polls next cycle in 2018.
Yep.
And that doesn't mean that I want that to happen. That just means it's very predictable with how we watch American politics. Is when they're entrusted with majorities and they don't address the issues that are on the hearts and minds of the people who brought them to power, then they end up, there's a backlash.
Yeah, excellent point. All right, we only got about a minute left, but I do want to get this in because it is an important part. This piece on Trinity Lutheran, fantastic that they were able to do this. Eric Stanley did an excellent job on the show. Do you see more of these type of cases falling towards the, hey, it's common sense, let's just follow the law instead of being political? Do you see more of that coming about in the next year?
Yeah, and the interesting thing is in earlier times in our nation's history, it's been the Supreme Court that has been, wacky and activist. And right now, it's the lower courts that are wacky and activist with regard to this, hostile to religion. We got to be grateful that it's the Supreme Court that is kind of telling the lower courts, whoa, 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 this is actually, this is First Amendment, this is primary, and talking about religious liberty and religious rights generally in a way that doesn't have scare quotes around it, in a way that's caricatured as code word for bigotry or something. There are millions of people across the country, listeners to your show right now and all across this country that have a similar set of beliefs and values as Trinity Lutheran, and we ought not be prejudiced against the courts ought not be prejudiced against us as a result of our firmly held beliefs.
Yeah, that's it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's our guy. It's our very own Russell Shubin. If you are not familiar with Christian Outlook, go to ChristianOutlook.com. You might hear a familiar voice. Additionally, here on KPRZ, Saturdays 11 p.m., Sundays 4 p.m., Sundays 11 p.m. Thank you, sir, for taking the time, and I hope you have a great weekend and an excellent 4th of July.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's a joy to be with you, and God bless you and all your listeners.
Thanks, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
As we look out on the world scene, we see little to stimulate hope for the future. We see a world tied up with tensions, paralyzed by prejudices, and shaken by fear.
Billy Graham.
If our trust today is only in what we can see with our eyes and read in our newspapers, there would be every reason to be discouraged. But I have good news for the discouraged. I have a secret to whisper in the ears of the distressed and depressed people of these times. Jesus Christ said, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you."
Yes, God promises hope if you choose to follow Jesus Christ. There's hope for peace and joy in this life, and hope for a perfect life with God in heaven.
There is hope because Christ has come. He has been crucified and raised from the dead and is a living Savior today.
And today can be the day you find that hope by surrendering to Jesus. Learn how to do that at this website, findpeacewithgod.net, from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Probably should let you know, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com. Probably the weakest thing I do. That and any kind of cooking. Those two are the weakest thing. I don't really cook for the radio audience. I will, but I won't tell you what it is, when I'm cooking it, or where you can get it. Let's get into our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, closer. And it's technically our Facebook post, kind of technically, theoretically. Here's what it's called. It's called Switch It Up. Switch it up. Switch it up. First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4. David appointed some of the Levites to be ministers before the ark of the Lord to celebrate the Lord God of Israel and to give thanks and praise to him. All right, let's go over that again. David appointed some of the Levites to be ministers before the ark of the Lord to celebrate the Lord God of Israel and to give thanks and praise to him. So in the Facebook post and in the thought process, the idea is to celebrate the Lord. People have a hard time understanding that they celebrate weddings. And from my background, you celebrate, you know, bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs and different things of that. People will celebrate, you know, college graduations and high school graduations. How about celebrating the Lord? You think, well, when we go Sunday, that's like celebrating. Some of you go on Sunday like you're doing God a favor. You're not doing God a favor by going to church. You're doing you a favor by going to church. And celebrate means celebrate, as in rejoicing in the Lord and be glad. And so David appoints Levites so that they can celebrate the Lord and give thanks to him and give praise to him. And the reason that I bring that up is because not every prayer session that you and I have is about you and I informing God what he doesn't know. You see, that's the problem right there. People think in prayer, well, I've got to tell God he doesn't know what's going on. Okay, God's omniscient. Now, what does that mean? That means he knows everything. Well, Dave, then why should I pray? Because he wants to fellowship with you, not because he needs the latest 411. God's not up there going, I don't know what's going on with Todd.
Tugboat Todd's got a lot of things going on. Somebody's going to have to inform me. Tugboat Todd, what is it that's going on? If God said that to anybody, it wouldn't be God. Oops. And it's not a complaint fest either. You know, give fest, worship fest, this fest. You know, all those fests. We're really good at complaint fest. Complaint Fest 2017. Come hear me pray to the Lord and tell him what I don't like. That's the problem. The problem is that that's not what prayer is for. The Lord doesn't need to hear you complain. The Lord wants you so that he can enjoy you and you can enjoy him and have fellowship together. We've already talked ad nauseum that prayer is not your laundry list moment. Let's see. I've covered that I need my rent paid. I've covered that I need a new job. I've covered that I want to be able to eat food and never gain weight. I've covered. See, this is what we're doing when we do it. You can't do that with God. Here's what you do with the Lord. Love you. You're fantastic, and I wouldn't be alive without you. Why don't you tell him how you really feel? And if you have a moment where there's times I don't get it, but I am supposed to trust you. You know, one of the things Job said that doesn't get quoted very often? In the very beginning, Job did really great. In the very end, he did really poorly, right? I mean, in the beginning, he starts off really strong. He really did do a great drive. He just did a terrible job putting. And so between those two, right in the middle of all, you know what Job says? Though God slay me, yet will I trust him. Are you kidding? God puts me through a trial of patience. I went through one today. Trust him? I was telling God that he needed to become more like Speed Racer. Come on, Lord, speed it up. You know, I'm trying to learn a lesson in patience, and I'm telling God to speed it up. How does that work? It doesn't work. I got to stop that. You got to stop. We got to stop. It's time to switch it up. Switcheroo. Do the old switcheroony. Celebrate when you're in his presence. Give thanks. Give him praise. Don't bring your laundry list. Don't start Complaint Fest 2017. And don't think that you've got to inform God. Just a lot more thank yous and I appreciate yous and I enjoy yous versus I'm mad at yous. Get it? Got it? Keep it. Don't. Sell it. All right. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Stand by for Marty. He's got some things to share. Don't go anywhere.